little show music, if you will. Hello, folks. Welcome to our show today, Cooking the Unity Way. This is a show that helps us cook for a new way of living. And as we begin our show today, I want to introduce my co-host, Chef Edna. Chef Edna.
And I thank my co-host, Chef David. Today we have a recipe that we are sure you will enjoy. It's called Wholehearted Living. Got it? Wholehearted Living. We first discovered the idea behind this recipe in Unity's early teachings in co-founders Myrtle's letters and Charles Fillmore's writings and Sunday lessons. Myrtle gave this recipe for wholehearted living in her book, How to Let God Help You. She writes, the recipe is the soul must be awakened. Kind of made me think of bread rising. It has to awaken. Brought to a realization of truth and encouraged in the right use of all our God-given powers and faculties. The individual must be helped to unify spirit, soul, and body in harmonious spiritual living. Isn't that wonderful? Unify spirit, soul, and body in harmonious living. Sort of like how you combine the ingredients in a recipe to make it come to life. This is a great recipe for wholehearted living, and when I cook, I like to compare tried and true recipes with new ones to see what spices can liven up our Cooking with a Unity Way show.
So that's a great idea, Chef Edna. You know, although we are perfect spiritual beings, we and whole, just as God created us, we are still living a human experience. And often that experience is limited and imperfect. Imperfection. That reminds me of the recipes of Chef Brown that I was looking at just this last week. This cookbook, Chef Brown, who is not only a spiritual chef, but also a writer and a researcher at the University of Houston, has created a 21st century recipe for wholehearted living, and it comes out of her book, The Gifts of Imperfection. So now, while the ingredients are simple, the cooking process involves our whole life and can result in some profound changes.
That sounds perfect, Chef David. The people that tune into our show, Cooking the Unity Way, are great cooks in their own right, and they're just going to love this new recipe.
Well, when I start a new recipe, I like to look at the background of the culture which the recipe comes from. And so I looked at the writings of Chef Brené Brown and discovered that she is a researcher that has studied and written about some difficult emotions, shame, fear, and vulnerability. And in her research, Chef Brown has collected stories from women and men all around the country. And she worked with these stories. She started seeing certain reoccurring themes within all of these stories. And she called these themes wholeheartedness. And she started listing characteristics that were common for people from these themes, and she listed them in two columns, do's and don'ts. And the do's were positive and the don'ts were negative. And for instance, some of the negative ones were perfection, self-sufficiency, exhaustion, judgment. And some of the positive ones were trust and hope and belonging and joy. So I was reading this recipe for wholehearted living and realized that Chef Brené told of suddenly looking at this list and realizing that even though she was respected and that she was living a life that she thought was being lived right, that she was living almost entirely from the negative column. This realization was the beginning of her midlife unraveling, as she calls it, and was also the beginning of her spiritual awakening. Luckily for us, she transformed her awakening into this wonderful recipe for wholehearted living. And we start with your basic life mixture. Now, we all have this, and it's pretty generic. And we'll start off with that. And then we will add Chef Brené's special three ingredients that will turn this basic life mixture into wholehearted living.
So the first ingredient we're going to add is courage. Courage. Now, courage, often we think of the hero, don't we? That very unique person who does some amazing feat or overcomes amazing odds. But Chef Brené tells us that the word courage comes from the Latin word cor, which is the word for heart. And in its original use, courage meant to speak one's mind by telling all one's heart. To speak one's mind by telling all one's heart. You really have to open up that heart, that's what courage was about. So Chef Brené does not want us to think of this ingredient as only belonging to heroes. She wants us to know that this courage needs to be in everyday, ordinary life. So she calls it ordinary courage in her work and defines it in these words. Ordinary courage is about putting our vulnerability on the line, speaking openly and honestly about who we are, about what we're feeling, and about our experiences. I'm sure if you think about it, you can cite many examples of people in our very own community here at Unity showing what Chef Brown calls ordinary courage. And I particularly think back to Polly's message last Sunday. You know, in her 25 years here, Polly has filled so many different roles. But last Sunday was the first time she stepped behind that podium to give the Sunday message. And I know that takes courage, because to have an authentic message, you have to lay that out, lay out your life, lay out what's on your heart. And she did it, didn't she? She hit that out of the ballpark last week. And same thing for all the people that shared during the core values, talking about how they worked with those core values in their life and using authentic experiences. And I'm excited because as we go through this wholehearted living series, there will be more opportunities for people in our community to share some of their stories about the challenges and joys that they've encountered on this life journey as they cook up new ways to live wholeheartedly. So the first ingredient is courage. We must be courageous enough to open our heart and speak our truth. What's the second ingredient, Chef David?
Well, the second ingredient is compassion.
This is a nice little stand I found here.
Thanks. I did that just for you.
You know what? Can you put a little bit more in there? All right. No, really. Because see, ever since we started planning this talk, I've been wanting to do this. Because see, people don't realize this is what you look like in our kitchen when you're cooking all our meals. There. That's more authentic.
Okay. Compassion. So now we here at Unity Church of Lawrence know compassion as the core value of love. And one of the individual statements in our core values under the heading of love reads like this: I act with loving kindness and compassion toward myself and others. I act with loving kindness and compassion toward myself and others. I think Loving kindness and compassion are both our greatest strength and possibly our greatest weakness. See, we are naturally strong in compassion because that is what we are as spiritual beings. But as human beings in this human life, we often are afraid to be compassionate, for we are afraid that we will be hurt. Chef Brené defines compassion in these words. The heart of compassion is really acceptance. The better we are at accepting ourselves and others, the more compassionate we become. So one of the hardest things to do is to be truly compassionate to ourselves, because to do so is to accept ourselves just as we are, with all of the many flaws that we think we have as human beings. For me, I usually have a small voice of judgment sitting in the corner that chatters away and stops me from fully accepting myself. Most of our children, when they are very young, naturally accept themselves and express that and accept other people for themselves until we train it out of them. But when I want to remember what true compassion feels like, I remember being hugged by my 3-year-old grandson. I had walked in the door, and he came running across the room and threw himself in my arms and wrapped his arms around my neck and said, "I love you, Grandpa." And in that moment, I truly felt accepted by him. And I knew that he accepted himself, and I experienced wholehearted compassion. So what's our third ingredient, Chef Edna?
I'm so glad you asked. Our third ingredient is connection. As spiritual beings, we are hardwired for connection. In neonatal units, it's so important for those little babies to be touched, to be loved. It's been proven by science that those that are touched and held and loved at young ages just do so much better in that stage than those that are left to their own. Chef Brené defines connection as the energy that exists between people when they feel seen, heard, and valued. When they can give and receive without judgment. And when they derive sustenance and strength from that relationship. Connection is one of the reasons we gather in spiritual communities around the world, just like we do here at Unity Church of Lawrence. In healthy communities, a person is seen, heard, and valued. And by that exchange, they, in turn, learn to see, value, and hear others. When Chef David asked me an example for connection, one came immediately to mind. As a small community, connection has come up to the forefront as one of the key initiatives in our brand new Unity Church of Lawrence care team. And as a small community, we knew that we could not provide every physical service for everyone in need. But we can help to provide connection, connecting those in need with the community resources that are already in place, providing connection within the community about how we communicate about what the needs and resources are. It's also interesting to watch this grassroots team come alive and watch the people in the meetings hear and see and be in that exchange where they're valuing each other. And one thing that just came up last week that I just feel it's a very special recipe, so I want to add it into our life cookbooks that was discovered by Unity Church of Lawrence care team member Janet Gertzner. Janet, would you stand up? Come on, I didn't tell her I was going to do this.
Very quick.
So, in her research, she discovered that there is an online resource called 211 Kansas. Anybody ever hear of it? See, that's how we were. 211 Kansas. It's an online resource. It's also, if you are in Kansas, someone can call 211 on the phone, and it connects you with United Way, an agency that helps connect people in need with human services. So it's awesome. Just go out there. You got to try it. 211 Kansas. And so, because a lot of times, you know, it's not only people within the community, but people outside that, you know, we see someone in need and we want to know how to help, but we know that either we don't have the financial resources or the physical resources to help them, but this is something that can help. So, connection. So, I think that's it for our three ingredients, Chef David.
Well, once we have the three ingredients, courage, compassion, and connection, and we add them to our basic life mix, we just stir it up until it is ready to roll out. We chill it a little bit and roll it out to 1/8-inch thickness, and then we cut it into the proper shape. Now, since this is called whole life living, we used little heart cookie cutters, and we made up a batch, and since the show obviously is not going to be long enough to do the baking and the chilling and all, we started a batch early. And so, Chef Edna, would you check the oven and
sure.
see? I think they should be just about ready. While Chef Edna is checking the cookies, I want to say how excited we have been in preparing this show for you today. You know, Chef Brené says this about her recipe, Wholehearted Living. She says, it is not one of least resistance. Hear that. It is not one of least resistance. The willingness to tell our stories, to feel the pain of others, and to stay genuinely connected in this disconnected world is not something we can do half-heartedly. So, Reverend Edna, are they ready?
Oh. Yes, they are. Oh. Would you like to try one?
Oh, yes. Let us try one. Ready? Oh, delicious. Mm. Well, we will let you taste a sample of our Wholehearted Living cookies at the conclusion of the show today.
Really, they really will be downstairs. Mm.
But there is one footnote on this recipe that we need to share. The chef notes this. Wholehearted living is not a one-time choice. It is a process. In fact, she believes it is the journey of a lifetime. So we give this recipe to you, with the understanding that using courage, compassion, and connection in wholehearted living is only the beginning. The cooking will take the rest of your life. So until next time, this is Chef David.
And Chef Edna wishing you boundless blessings.
And keep cooking the Unity way.
God bless.
They really are good.
They did it with no